This song is about my father and I, and my heavenly father and I, and God has given me a pressure. The type of disease that I face is not a disease that very many people survive for very long. There's always the chance, in fact, it's a very likely chance, that it will come back at any particular time. I go in for my first scan since I finished chemotherapy on Monday. And my future is very uncertain. But one thing that I have committed to do is that I have something that each of you have. I have today. And I do not have to live in regret or sadness over past failures. God has given me today to allow Him to come into my heart and let Him do whatever it is that He wants to do with my life. In each moment, I'm trying to figure out how can I surrender my thoughts, my attitudes to Him. And it's my dream, it's my goal to be a more unselfish husband, a more unselfish father, and a more unselfish friend. Little boy with his six guns strapped to each side, his broomstick horse and cowboy boots he wore with pride. But in the backyard, robbers outnumbered the little boy. But daddy stood tall on the backyard porch, with a smile he'd say, "You are my son, you are my child. No matter how much trouble you're in, I will be there. Everywhere that you go, every battle you face, I'll stand with you, my child. You know I'll never leave." A few years passed and there I stood. Things were not the same. Etched on a granite stone was my father's name. And I thought of all the love we shared, a father and his son. And now that he had gone, I longed to hear him say, "You are my son, you are my child. No matter how much trouble you're in, I will be there. Everywhere you go, every battle you face, I'll stand with you, my child. You know I'll never stand where my father stood with children of my own. The tears fell hard when the doctor said my cancer had returned.
But now I'm not alone, and the battle is not done. But in my heart I hear a heavenly Father say, you are my son, you are my child. No matter how much trouble you're in, I will be there. Everywhere that you go, every battle you face, I'll stand with you, my child. You know I'll never leave. You are my son, you are my child. No matter how much trouble you're in, I will be there. Everywhere you go, every battle you face, I'll stand with you, my child. You know I'll never leave.
Men, would you come wait on us for the offering? Father, we thank you for what we're going to give at this time, and we pray that you just enable us to come before you in that way, where we would truly seek repentance with our hearts. Would you come and deal with us, Lord, as we continue to worship and as we give, in Jesus' name, amen.
Would you sing along?
Jesus, Lord of heaven, the one who shall endure, everlasting and ever faithful, ever pure. I know that I will see you, I believe that it is true, that in heaven's joy I'll be there close to you. How I long to see you, even now. May my eyes be open, even now. Jesus, Son of David, send your holy light. Let me feel the warmth of heaven deep inside. May a vision of your glory flood my point of view, as in faith I bow in prayer and look to you. How I long to see you, even now. May my eyes be open, even now. And how I long to see you, even now. May my eyes.
here back of me. Father, I adore you. And this section in front, you sing with Kyle. And over here in the last section, you sing with Gwen. Let's sing this as a round.
Father, I adore you. Lay my life before you.
As you leave this morning, sign up for voter registration if you haven't yet. Sign up for the Life Chain if you haven't yet. Get the necessary information. Sign up for the Pictorial Directory if you haven't yet. Get the information back there. Ladies, don't forget the Women's Conference next weekend. It's not too late to sign up for that. You can do that in the back too. Father, thank you for this special time. You have spoken, and I pray that we will hear. And we will respond, and that ultimately we might be blessed because we have glorified our God, our Father. We pray for Steve that you'll continue to use him in a very powerful way. Just bless his life, extend his life. We pray that you'll use the message that you build into him, just as you use John, and you use each one of us where we are. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week.
Last night I dreamed of horses coming for my soul, taking me to places
Revelations 3, 22 and 3, you remember, you can say it with me, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Why? They are new every morning. Every morning God opens a new bottle of mercy with your name on it. Every morning God opens a new box of grace with your name on it. And every morning we're to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and help and grace to help in time of need. I mentioned earlier that last Monday and Tuesday were great days. Wednesday, kind of like that. Thursday, the principles seemed faint and almost indistinguishable. And I taught on it. I had made a one-week commitment, but by Thursday it was gone. What went wrong? Renewal. You see, I hadn't renewed that commitment day to day. That's why God divided time into days. Remember, it's because 24 hours is as long as most of us can remember to be faithful. So we're to take up our cross how often? Daily. And follow Him how often? Daily. If you're serious about your commitment, you become accountable to someone and you'll renew that commitment every morning for the rest of your life. Commitment, accountability, renewal. A threefold triangle of faithfulness that says to God, I'm in business. I want to be a man or woman who gives a good report, who reports all of life from God's perspective. I want to build up the body of Christ. I want to stop tearing it down. I want to bring joy into lives, not sadness. I want to view my trials from God's vantage point, not Satan's. I want to believe God and enter the land no matter what lies the enemy tells. It's time to give a good report. A good report to others, a good report to others, a good report of God, a good report to God, and a good report of life, whatever life may send your way. It's time to give a good report. We know we should, and we know how. What could happen in our churches, in our homes, in our lives, in our world? No, what will happen in the days to come because we've chosen to do so? It's time to give a good report. We can begin today, and the good reports need never end. As we enter naturally into that life for which God is preparing our tongues, when for all eternity we'll gather around His majestic throne, singing His praises, and forever giving a good report. Let's pray. Father, teach us to give a good report. Teach our lives and our lips to manifest those things that are true and lovely and of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, give us grace to speak on as we think on these things, to the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.